Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Let's do it, 6:04 on a Wednesday morning. I was about to say Tuesday because it still feels... Well, you know, because yesterday was the first day of the week and it still feels like the second day.
Well, no, darling. Welcome to Hump Day.
Let's do it.
Shall we bring it?
I like Thursday, I like Friday, but the day I like the most hey, is my motherfucking Wednesday.
Yes, God. For your information, that was my favourite Hump Day tune of all.
We're kind of doing a greatest hits Hump Day special today.
This week is a bit of a turn back time week, isn't it?
It's good. This is my favourite one as well. I liked the J-Lo one that you did as well, though, the Dinero one.
Yeah, yo quiero dinero.
Hey, big show coming up today. Osher Ginsberg is going to join us because it's the final two nights of The Bachelor. It's going to be massive. Also, plenty of prizes to win with our school holiday hookup. Chances to win tickets to Luna Park Sydney, Treetops Adventure Park. We got so many tickets to give away for the school holidays. And up next, Ash is going to fill you in on everything that's trending right now. It's Gorney and Ash Pollard for a Wednesday morning. Nick Kelly in for Gorney all this week, by the way.
101.3 CFM, trending now.
Coachella 2019, mate.
Oofed.
Guess who is reportedly headlining? Don't worry, I'll tell you. Childish Gambino and Kanye West.
This is massive. I also heard JT was rumoured yesterday as well.
JT, yes, another rumoured performer. Quite frankly, I'm not a fan of festivals. I think Coachella would be fun to go to, although I wouldn't do it if I had to line up or my feet got muddy.
There's very specific terms. I went there this year and it was the best festival I've ever been to. And the main reason it was great is because you go to a festival in Sydney or on the Central Coast and it's full of idiots and messy.
That's a great generalisation.
Messy kids grinding their teeth. And then you go to Coachella and everyone's so chill. In fact, everyone's so chill people.
Oh, okay. So they're not feral at Coachella. It's very... well-behaved.
Yeah, it's good. People are actually there for the music.
Yeah, good. I like
party
that.
Atmosphere. So it's a good festival,
good.
But
great.
Honestly, Beyonce played this year and you're not going to top Beyonce.
Deceased.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. 100 people on stage with her. Literally 100. 100-piece orchestra. That was nuts. It was great.
CFM, trending now.
One for you, Nick, because I know that you give lots of stuffs about the NRL.
Yeah.
Channel 9 has officially axed the NRL footy show after 25 years.
That's so sad.
It is. It's sad, but they've swung the axe and the footy show is no longer because after years of disastrous ratings, you just cannot come back. So they're not revolutionising the show in any way. They're not bringing it back in a different form. It is done.
It. Wow.
It's done and dusted.
I remember watching it when I was younger, though. I remember Matty Johns used to do the Reg Reagan thing, and that was a big deal. But, yeah, you're right. Like, a show can't rate that poorly for a long time and have a panel of literally, like, 7 people and 100 people in the audience.
Yeah. Look, I'm more into the AFL, so this one is kind of a little bit... I'm out of my depth here, but still, when you've had a show on the air for 25 years, that's hardcore. And the NRL at that.
Exactly.
Mm.
That's what's trending right now, guys. CFM, we're going to do a school holiday hookup next. Get ready to call 13, 12, 16 if you want to win some free stuff to do with the kids these school holidays. Luna Park Pass is up for grabs soon at CFM.
The school holiday hookup. 101.3 CFM.
Let's do it, Pollard. Mm. Let's hook some coasties up with prizes for the school holidays. We've got some great places we're sending people to.
I know, and I've got my little fingies ready. This wheel...
It
feels
huge.
A bit hectic.
It's
huge.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we bought such a giant prize wheel. Could have just bought one that sat on the table, but no, we decided to buy one that like maxes out the entire studio.
I know. Okay, who have we got? Who are we going to spin for?
Let's go to Lisa in YE. You've just left the kids at home, right?
Yes.
Oh, Lise.
Oh, Lise.
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, mate.
Oh, do you feel bad that you've left them at home?
I do.
Well, Dahl, somebody's going to make the coin.
That's right.
Exactly.
Don't worry. They understand.
We'll make some coin for you right
now. You're going to be, well, you'll be loved once you win something on this wheel. Shall we spin it?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Good spin, Pollard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Got some good good backspin on the wrist there.
It's all in the wrist.
It's all in the wrist, mate. It's always in the wrist. Slowing down. Slowing down. It's Tree Tops Adventure Park.
Yes. Woo.
Thank you.
No worries. Tree Top Adventure Park offers exciting and challenging high ropes courses. It's going to be fantastic to go there these school holidays. That's a family pass for you. Let's go to Narara. Jason is there. Where do you want to take your two girls to these school holidays, mate?
Well, there's a few good places. Anywhere local's good.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. It could be Erin Ice
it.
Arena. Could be Pulse Climbing. Could be anything right now. Good spin, mate.
I need to sort of throw my body into that spin. Oh, Jace.
It's Erin Ice Arena.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
That's local. That's what you like.
That's perfect. Much appreciated.
No worries, mate.
You're welcome, Jace.
Can take the fam to Erin Ice Arena these school holidays. Check out erinicearena.com.au. I used to love going when I was a kid to Erin Ice Arena. They do a Friday night disco. And they've got a DJ.
Love it.
Sits up in this little booth at the arena, plays some decks, and you spin around on the ice, and there's like lights and stuff going. It's very, very fun. So many school holiday hookups. More of them later on in the show.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
It's up at 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. Nick Kelly and Begorny all this week. 40 mils of rain they're expecting on the coast tomorrow.
Excuse me?
40 bloody mils.
This is the thing. I'm always like, no, I don't want rain, but then I'm like, oh, we need it.
Yeah. We haven't had a good drenching in so long now.
40 mils.
Yeah, and they reckon it's not going to stop for about 4 days.
Okay.
I'm here for it. So get your washing out today.
Yeah, get your washing out today, get that sorted, and also work out what it is that you're going to be watching on Netflix for the next 4 days.
Yes.
Okay?
You got any recommendations at the moment?
Oh, don't even get me started.
Because I've just finished watching my latest series of drug documentaries. So,
oh, my God. Okay, love that stuff. Love a bit of Underworld. But there's this new one at the moment called Maniac.
Yeah.
With, oh, my God, now his name escapes me.
Doesn't matter. What's it about?
Well, it's weird. It's very weird. It's difficult to explain. I can't.
Good cellmates.
I know.
I'm hooked. Can't wait to watch that one.
It's very confusing. It's very confusing, but it's good confusing.
There we go. It's called Maniac.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
So me and the boyfriend live about an hour and a half away from each other. He lives in Sydney. I live on the coast. Pretty simple, long distance.
I don't feel sorry for you at all because I'm fairly sure I live on the other side of the planet to mine.
Well, no, we're really lucky because I can see him a couple of times a week. Generally, we'll swap weekends. I'll go down to Sydney one weekend. He'll come up to the coast one weekend. We'll do it that way, and it's really nice. So it was my turn to go down over the weekend and got down on Friday night. Saturday morning woke up and realised I'd forgotten to take any clothes with me. So completely forgotten to take any change of clothes and I was there for the whole long weekend, which was a terrible decision.
What? You got in the car and drove and didn't pack anything?
I didn't really think to because I left work on Friday. Didn't really go home on the way.
Did you not take a toothbrush with you, you seed bucket?
I've got a toothbrush at his.
Thank goodness for that.
No,
a little feral.
It's really cute. I've got a toothbrush.
No clean undies either.
No, I just completely forgot to take anything. So I woke up on Saturday and I was like, can I borrow some clothes? Because we generally fit into each other's stuff because he wears quite long, flowy things and I'm fat.
He's quite androgynous.
Yeah.
and you're fat.
And I'm a lardy fellow.
You got a dad bod for a 20-something-year-old.
I do. Like, I'm 30 kilos heavier than my boyfriend, and I'm all right with that. But generally, I can fit into his stuff. But then he pulls out, and I'm going to show you this right now, this image of me wearing what he decided was a good option.
Stop. Stop. Oh, my God. Stop it. It's like what Kim Kardashian wears. White bike shorts and a white crop top. What is this? Is he joking?
Hideous
he's joking.
Is what it is.
He's joking.
I don't think he was when he pulled it out. He thought
That's
I would
cruel.
Fit into it, but then he realised how ridiculous I looked. I want to open it up on 13, 12, 16. Do you let your partner dress you? And I want to know from you as well, Pollard. Do you dress Pete? Does Pete take any inspiration from your fashion sense?
Hysterical that you should ask because Pete, I mean, he's different to any other bloke that I've been with because I'm such a control freak when it comes to that. I change the bloke's outfit.com.au like drastically. But with Pete, I'm just like, wear whatever you want, babes, because he's got great dress sense.
Right.
He's got exceptional dress sense, but he takes longer in the wardrobe than I do to choose the outfit. He goes on a fashion parade of his own for about half an hour before he decides what he's going to wear, and he panics about it.
Really?
He's like, help me, help me. And I'm like, it's fine. Everything you put on is excellent. Like, whatevs.
What do you consider to be good dress sense, though? Because you are often up me for what I wear around the office. Because usually
Yeah, because you wear ill-fitting garments. Ill-fitting, and you don't take notice of your skin tone. You don't notice what colours go well with your tone.
I look good today, though, don't I? I'm wearing a white
linen, and it fits well. It's not sucking in over your gut, is good.
13, 12, 16, we don't know if you dress your partner or if your partner dresses you. Probably the more blokes call them for that one.
Do you get sad when I say that you got a little gut there?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Do you feel bad now?
Not really, because you said that you have one, so.
Roxy, in your minor, you dress your partner?
Rox.
I do. How are we this morning?
Oh
good. Now, Roxy, is your partner just Devo that you dress them?
No, I think he's quite happy for me to sort of help him out in that way. Like, I mean, he sort of wears he's always in trackers and stuff.
Oh, trag.
But no. But nice trackers. We're talking Champion trackers.
That is the most Central Coast.
Wait, hold on. That is hysterical. You could have said Kappa and I still would have died.
Pardon?
That is the most Central Coast thing I've ever heard. He wears good trackies. 13, Champion. 12, 16. Let us know if you dress your partner. We'll take some more calls next.
Oh, I love Roxy. Bless her.
Give out some prizes. It's Gawney and Ash Pollard at CFM.
With Gawndy
and Ash Pollard.
101.3 CFM.
Thanks for hanging out with us for a Wednesday morning, 7:03 with Nick Kelly and for Gawndy this week. Osher Ginsberg joining us on the show to shed some light on a couple of rumours going around about the Bachelor finale. Looks like a couple of the girls have put their foot in it at the moment.
Well, yes.
Well and truly.
To say the least.
Catch up with Osher. He's going to clarify some of those things, or at least. Clarify.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that word before?
I thought you had a bit of a tongue twist there.
Coming up next, we'll catch up with Dean McCarthy, get all the latest in Scoopla.
Let's go. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Joshua Gunsberg on with us just before 7:30. It's going to be fun to have him on ahead of the Bachelor finale two nights, which are happening tonight and tomorrow.
You're really annoying me.
Why?
Because I don't think it's Ginsberg.
It's Ginsberg.
Well, you're going to need to prove it to me.
101.3 CFM.
Dean McCarthy, do you know whether Osher Ginsberg's name is pronounced Ginsberg or Gunsberg? You're an expert.
I thought it was Gunsberg.
Oh that's my just God.
Dead wrong.
Excuse me, no.
Pronunciation expert. Ruby Rose in the Scoopla News this morning because she's being impersonated, is that right?
Oh, no, better. Ruby Rose has landed on the list. This is so fascinating. Ruby Rose has been voted the most dangerous celebrity to click on online, according to McAfee, which is the antivirus, you know, that really big company that you would have seen their logo on your laptop.
Oh.
Apparently, they use Ruby Rose's image more than any other celebrity to try and click you on to put a virus on your computer. Apparently, she's the safest looking. I don't know. I guess I'm very surprised that it's her. I thought it might be Kim Kardashian or Megan Markle. Like, nope, Ruby. Ruby is the one they use the most. So beware of any stories or pictures of Ruby online.
Random.
Why do you think that is?
Totally random. I don't know. Well, she's fair. She's gorgeous. She's very likable. And you don't see that much press on her. So maybe it's kind of like...
Yeah, I reckon. People probably wouldn't. She's not as recognisable as Kim Kardashian, for instance.
Or Gunsberg, Osher Gunsberg.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Kanye has paid his wife $1 million to do what?
Okay, here's what happened. So, this is really, really cute, actually. Kim Kardashian was offered $1 million by a company to promote their new clothing brand, okay? She wants to who? Anyway, apparently, this brand has once knocked off a Yeezy product. So they made like a product really similar to Yeezy. So Kim turned it down out of support for her husband. And then the other day when she walked in the door, there was a big bunch of roses on her, you know, mantelpiece with a letter. And inside the letter was a $1 million check from Kanye saying, here's the $1 million that you didn't get for supporting me. I love you.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
I think it's her money anyway. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
In fact, she is so minted.
I think that's really cute, though. I think they have a cute relationship. They're a cute couple. They do well.
I guess you cash it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As if you wouldn't.
Probably not.
What do you reckon she did with it then?
Well, like, she doesn't need to. She'd be like, it's fine, Kanye. You're broke, so you can have it. Broke in comparison to me, she would have said.
Thank you for joining us, Dean McCarthy. You can get the latest scoop anytime at cfm.com.au. Osher's on the show next.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Tonight kicks off the big final two nights of The Bachelor for this season. And joining us right now on the phone, good morning, Osher Ginsberg.
Morning, team.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm quite excited. Quite excited because it's finale week.
What a time to be alive, mate. What a time to be alive.
Absolutely.
So let's run through it. Brittany, Brooke and Sophie are the final three. Can you give us like a top line for people who haven't watched the series as intently as obviously you have? Can you give us a top line on what these three are like?
Brittany traveled to 49 countries, sassy, smart, can take whatever any bloke is giving her at the bar, turn it on the head, and leave the bloke wondering why they're slinking in the garden.
love it.
Brooke, incredible and proud Indigenous Aboriginal woman, youth worker, plays a lot of footy, a lot of fun, pocket rocket. Sophie, delightful, smart, charming, mysterious. Really, really lovely. All three of them have a lot to challenge Nick with. It's exciting.
Now, Brooke's put her foot in it. She's, in an interview, she's actually used past tense, saying that there was a lot of potential for the relationship, and then she corrected herself and said, oh, sorry, there is a lot of potential. Awkward. Do you think she's just sending us down the dark path of no return?
When you do interviews for this show, it's always fun to try and mess with people who do breakfast radio jobs.
Because if she is that smart, I am totally high-fiving that girl.
Wouldn't it be great? Or could I use the other contraction? Would not it be great? Wouldn't it not?
Wouldn't it not?
Great.
If it is not great.
A good, great, not ungood thing. She's a real sweetheart.
This is my second day doing breakfast, and you've already stumped me just by changing a few words around because the brain just doesn't work the same way.
Well, I'm here to help. Just be careful. I've done breakfast radio. Be careful because you will one day lose your job to an ampersand. I was there, and then I was replaced by an ampersand. And then it was Stav, Abby and Matt. I was gone.
The with Osher left the building.
I didn't even get three letters. I got a little squilly thing in between two names. I'm an and.
Now, the other rumour that's going around at the moment, and I hate to buy into the rumours, but obviously...
You don't hate it. You love it.
No, we're working commercial
it's
radio.
It's our job, Nick.
The rumour has it that the Honey Badger's back with Cass at the moment. Can you shed any light onto that situation?
All I can tell you about Badge is he's probably... up a mountain somewhere in Papua New Guinea right now with several logos and sponsors on his body.
Yeah! What's up with that? Why did he leave in such a crucial time?
No, he's you know, you play for the Wallabies. You commit to a lot of things a lot ahead of time, and he's doing a very, very important charity walk with a bunch of people, and it's quite important. It's a walk against domestic violence, and you know, they kind of hike from village to village and hand out footy balls and stuff like that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Really,
he's a very busy man.
That's the bad thing about media. They make us believe that he's bailed, you know, right when it's crucial for him to be here, but he's actually gone for a legitimate reason.
And a very good one, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He is such a stand-up guy. I actually have so much time for the Badge. And before he was even the Badgerler, I just enjoyed watching him in interviews and stuff, and now we've gotten to know a different side to him. It's been a wonderful season, Osher. Thank you for coming on the show this morning.
They just get better and better, Osh.
I'm happy to help and watch out for that ampersand. Always quiet in meetings.
this morning it's Gaundy and Ash Pollard with Nick Kelly filling in for Gaundy this week. That's an extensive name.
Oh, you're a whiff. When you lose your job to a whiff, that's even worse because the whiffs only show up for an hour a day.
Yeah, exactly.
So they still get paid more than the rest of the team. It's tough.
Nick's a whiff and I'm an and, so.
Yeah.
Osha, thanks for joining us this morning, man, and enjoy watching the last two episodes back.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks dude. Osha. Bye. Gotta guess the year of the song. Gotta guess the year of the song. Gotta guess that. All right, time to play this one for a Wednesday morning. Guess the year of the song. Win a $50 voucher to Breakers Country Club. They're dropping beats, not balls, with musical bingo at Breakers Country Club. It's free every Thursday night in the deck bar. It's a whole load of fun. Producer Gia has joined us. Good morning.
Good morning. How good is it hearing Gaundy in that little opener there singing Year of the Song? I've missed him a little bit.
I know. It's nice to hear his voice back.
You miss being passive-aggressive to him, that's all.
I know. I just love giving him crap.
Let's go to Clint's in Longevity. Eddie, Clint, Ash is playing for you this morning.
Ooh, exciting. Let's go, Ash.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.
Really promising. Let's go to Kelly in Baddow Bay. Good name because that's my last name. Kel, you're playing for me. Oh, I'm playing for you this morning.
Awesome.
Yep.
I need to get my brain into gear. I'm going to have a sip of this coffee real quick.
Yep, I'm going
to
do the same. Should we do it on air? Here we go.
Okay. This is Feral. Stop it, both of you.
I know it is Feral, isn't it? Soz, not Soz.
Okay, song one. Let's do it.
Nelly, hot in here. It's
so take off all your
clothes. I am getting so hot.
One of my favourite rap songs of all time, this one.
Getting hot in here. Well, it's supposed to be nice and warm today.
Topical. Very
it is
nice.
Topical.
Very nice.
Thank you. What year is it from, though, guys?
I'm going
to go. Who wants to go first? Lock in a number.
I've gone. You got your phone there, Jaya?
No, I do not.
Oh. That was smart, wasn't it?
Yep.
Hold it up to the screen.
Yeah, great idea.
There we go.
Oh.
All right, got
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm going to go that.
All right. Ash has gone 2000. Nick has gone 2001.
Whoa!
What is it?
It's 2002.
Oh!
Damn it.
Okay, so nil all.
Nick gets that.
Do I? Is it closest
to? Closest to.
Yeah!
Which means Kelly from Baddow Bay is one step closer to winning the $50 Breakers Country Club voucher. All
right. Excellent. Song two?
Is Sia and David Guetta, Titanium.
Still a smash. Still love this song.
That's hard.
Because it feels like it came out in the period that I was starting to get into pop music.
It's very vibey. Like, it's very newer style. Hint. Nudge.
Okay.
Nick is in.
Oh.
Ash is confused.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Ash is also in. Oh, my God, I cannot see that.
2011.
Thank you. Okay, you both gone 2011.
Good.
Does anyone want to budge?
Oh, man. I'll go 2012.
I'll go 2013.
No.
It's all good. You stick 11.
I want to go 13 now.
Okay.
Fine, I'll go 2011. You go 13.
Cool.
Okay, calm down, children. The correct answer, 2011.
Damn it.
Yes! You, Clinton, we're back in the game.
Should have stuck with my guns.
Song number three, Mr. President, Coco Jumbo.
Oh, Coco Jumbo, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's one of Ash's favourite songs.
Coco Jumbo, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ew.
I don't even need to play it. Just get you to sing it, mate. Alright, so this
Everybody, let's move to the tune. Or watch your lovely ladies is as smooth as they move. Because that's what they say that I can't do.
I'm actually so impressed, but write down your answer and hurry up.
Okay.
Nick is in.
I'm going to go 1998.
And Nick has gone 1996. And the correct answer, 1996.
Excellent. To you, Nick.
I'm so happy with that. Kelly, we're in. We're going well.
Doing good.
Thank you.
All right. You need this one, Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Nick comes away with a win and Kelly from Baddow Bay gets the voucher. It's Killer's Brightside. Mr. Brightside.
Oh.
I know when the song before this was, which was 2006.
Was it?
I don't know.
That's awkward for you. You just said that because you gave it away. I'm going to go 2008.
Nick's gone 2009. And I can tell you that it was 2004.
What?
Yeah.
Yes,
earlier than you thought.
All right, we're tied. We're tied. Clint, how are you feeling? You reckon Ash can get this?
I'm feeling confident in Ash.
Excellent.
Good. Thank you.
Kelly, you still backing me? No.
Nah. She's given up.
Stop
go,
fine.
G.
Let's do it.
Ian Carey Project, Get Shaky. Oh.
Smash. Absolute smash.
2006.
Okay. And Nick's gone 2007. Neck and neck the whole way.
You win this by a year, I'm going to be so upset.
The correct answer, if you're ready, it's 2000 on the dot.
Yeah!
2000?
Clinton!
That is a joke.
I got it for you, mate.
Well done, Ash. I knew you'd do it. Had faith in you.
Thanks, Babelish. That $50 voucher is all yours.
$50 to go and spend at Breakers Country Club. They're doing musical bingo at the moment at Breakers Country Club. Free every Thursday night in the deck bar, dropping beats, not balls. I want you to fact check that Ian Carey project.
I have, just then, because you looked at me very concerned.
I swear to God that didn't get popular at least until 2007.
Maybe it didn't, but it was released, which is what the game is, in the year 2000.
Oh, it's Gordy and Ash Pollard.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
I want to talk to you about Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
You've heard of it?
Yeah, there's a little icon down the bottom of the Facebook app where you can go and see all the things that people are selling in your area.
Yes. Now, Facebook Marketplace is similar to Gumtree, eBay and whatnot, but in fact, it's way easier than eBay. If you've got a Facebook account, you can literally just whack up whatever it is that you want to sell. Mm. So lately, I've been going feral on this thing. Like, I have been listing pretty much everything except for my undies. Because I am doing a spring clean, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
I was going to say, are you doing this for money or are you doing this for just to declutter your life?
Spring clean. Normally, I'd literally just chuck it into a garbage bag and get rid or garbage bag and send. In fact, I put a lot of my clothes into a garbage bag and put it down to Helping Hand.
Yeah.
Like the Salvos
stuff,
or whatever.
Yeah,
so I've done that. But then things like super expeno shoes and like artwork, desks.
Yeah, you can't just throw those in the bin.
A camera, an old wallet that's like never been used.
You've got some minted stuff.
No, I've got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I even sold an old security door. Like, mate, you will die. I sold my market trolley, an old bike, a trestle table, a Fitbit. Anyway, I've gone mad.
Yeah.
But this brings me to my next, in fact, it's an issue. I will say that I have an issue with
issues.
Thank you. Yes, and I do have an issue. I have an issue with the customers that I'm currently dealing with. People that literally are the bane of my existence. And I know I'm not the only person here, but you get a lot of people on here that ask 79,000 questions but don't think to read the description. It's like, mate, I bloody well wrote it for you. I wrote it for you in the description. And no, I'm not a delivery service. I will not be delivering this wallet. And no, I will not be delivering this, that and the other. You come and pick it up.
Yeah, it's on you to pick it up if it's on Facebook Marketplace. It's not like you're a wholesaler selling stuff professionally.
I'm selling it to you for a song. So if you want a delivery, I'll be putting a delivery fee on that.
A few years ago, before Facebook Marketplace existed, there was a Facebook group called Coastie's Bag of Bargain. And I think it's still actually up there. And some of the stuff that people would sell on that thing were ridiculous. I think the worst one I saw was someone had bought a Freddo Frog ice cream cake.
Stop.
Opened the cake, had a slice of it, put it back in the freezer,
is
and then taken
a
photo of it and tried to sell it for $4.
Oh my God.
Like, how? Why are you doing this? Like, you can you can throw that out or you can just leave it in there for a little bit later.
What really frustrates me is that I'm not putting up really bad items. Like, these items are good.
Yeah.
And they've either been worn once or they've never been used. Like, I just sold a Canon camera. Like, literally, this camera's worth, like, $300. It's a few years old, but my mum gave it to me. She used it twice. And I'm like, well, I've got a brand new camera, so I'm not going to use this old thing. I'm going to sell it. And it took me ages to sell the bloody thing because I had about seven people all trying to ask me ridiculous questions about, you know, the specs, and it's all in the description, and no, I won't deliver. So get it into your little heads, everyone. If you happen to jump onto my Facebook marketplace, I will not be delivering.
Give us a call for Alpha Bucks right now, 13, 12, 16. Win an instant $1,000 at CFM. You can maybe spend it on Ash's marketplace.
Harvey Norman, quiet at home in every room of the house. CFM.
Alpha Bucks. Come on, come on, come on. Let me show you what I'm talking about. 806, time to hook someone up with an instant $1,000 for a Wednesday morning. Let's go to Lake Mamora. Jessica is there. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, how are you?
Ooh, Jess, you're sprightly this morning, doll. Guess what your letter is? It is E.
E, okay.
E.
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 E. Excellent.
Excellence.
Oh. That was Mr. What's his name?
Mr. G.
Mr. G.
That song went number one on the charts.
Summer Heights High.
I'm digressing. 10 questions, 30 seconds. Get them all right, $1,000 is yours. Don't get them all right, we'll still hook you up with a nice little prize for your time this morning. With a letter E, you ready to go, Jess?
I think I am, yes.
Let's do
it. Let's go. Question number one. Name something large.
Elephant.
Something you can send.
Pass.
A vegetable.
Huh.
A singer.
Anya.
Something in the bathroom.
Huh.
A sport.
Huh.
An Australian city.
East Garden.
An actress.
Huh.
A 90s TV show.
East Garden.
What was that, Jeff?
Sorry, hold on. Can we just take a moment and rewind to the singer?
What did she say?
Enya, E-N-Y-A.
Oh, Enya.
Oh, Enya.
Oh, my God. I thought you were trying to say Kanye, but you said Enya.
So
no.
East Gardens isn't a city. It's more a suburb, but
bugger.
Whatever. We'll just give you a prize anyway. We'll give you a Gorney Nash Pollard Keep Cup. And we'll hook out with tickets to the girls' night out at points as well.
That is hysterical.
Oh, my God. Were you nervous?
Oh, so nervous. My partner's really good at it, but he's driving next to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, he'd be annoyed.
You should have put him on. It's going to be a bad day for you guys. Hook out with tickets to Hoyts for Girls Night Out. It's happening Wednesday the 17th of October. A Star is Born is playing the Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper film that's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So enjoy that one, Jess.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Were you a good boy at school, Nick Kelly?
I was a bit too much of a good boy. I was definitely a teacher's pet in primary school.
Okay.
And then I became a bit more of a... I was a good boy in high school, but I was just never there. I was always absent. Truanting.
What's that mean? Oh, truanting. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You were just...
I was always away.
So, well, that's naughty.
Yeah, it's naughty.
Technically, if you're not going to class, unless it's for legitimate reasons.
Nah, I was just to go to Macca's.
Right, well, that's naughty.
Why?
Well, there are two teachers in the US. They have resigned after allegations emerged that they were zip-tying children's hands behind their backs as a form of punishment for acting out.
Far out.
Can you believe this?
Getting the little zip ties. They are the most, literally, they should use zip ties as handcuffs, the cops should, because they're hectic. Harder to get off than anything else in the world.
So some of the students who were subject to this disturbing punishment were just 4 years old.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
It's awful. It's these teachers also alleged that spiders were threatened to be thrown on the children also.
What?
Yeah. Like, it's really bizarre and it takes me back. And I sort of think, because I was a bit of a smart aleck in class. You know, I answered back and stuff like that.
You don't do that now, though. Never heard a bigger lie.
Some things never change. But what I was thinking, this sort of this article piqued my interest really, because I thought, how was it that I was punished? And I just got sent out of the classroom and I was made to wait outside. And for me, that was enough because that was humiliation.
Yeah, exactly.
And humiliation to me is like the highest form of punishment. But now the world is so PC. Like you can't embarrass a kid. You're not allowed to touch a kid. Mm. You know, you can get arrested or sued or whatever. So I want to know. In fact, I'm going to put it out there on 13, 12, 16. How are teachers punishing kids these days if they're naughty, if they're rude, if they're acting out? Because, you know, if you can't touch, you can't say certain things, you're sort of stepping on eggshells. How do we do it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear
from
teachers.
How do we maintain some sort of semblance in the classroom?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from teachers and parents on this, like teachers that know what actually goes on and parents who've had experiences in the last few years, at least, with what punishments go on in schools these days. Because you're right, like there's no sort of real punishment that actually affects someone that can be dished out these days. Because you're right, the humiliation thing was the main one. Like you have to, I never got sent out of the classroom, but I went and sat in the naughty corner and had to sit down and
but they made you get up. Like
yeah.
they brought it to the class's attention that you were the one playing up.
You were the naughty kid, exactly. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. I've got some prizes for your time this morning. Let us know what punishment kids are actually getting these days because we've got no idea about this.
Interesting.
I don't think we'll find any zip ties on the Central Coast, though.
I should hope not.
No, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, give us a ring.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Punishment. Children and their punishments at school. What do we do? Because a couple of teachers in America have resigned after allegations emerged that they were using zip ties around kids' hands.
So awful. That's ridiculous.
The children were sitting in seats and they'd pull the hands around the back of the chair and zip tie them together. Kids as young as four.
It does beg the question, though, what do you do these days? Because now we're living in a world where obviously physical punishment's not okay, but even, you know, some of the more emotionally based ones.
Even some verbal punishments.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's really difficult. Yes, we do live in a time where we're, like, obviously back in the day, rulers were used and you were whipped and you were
caned.
Yes, all that sort of stuff. But now you can't do any of that. It's very, you've got to be very, very careful. So I wanted to find out what happens these days. What do we do?
On 13, 12, 16, Tamara's in Wyong. Your son's in daycare, right? What happens at daycare?
Yeah, so my son's 3.5. And about 6 months ago, he started playing up and, you know, it's everything from throwing chairs to sitting on kids, like the worst.
Just sitting on kids.
Yeah. And laughing. So
We shouldn't laugh.
And so we had a chat with the daycare about what we can kind of do. And I was like, look, the only thing that works at home is either putting him in, tie him out, or taking the toys off him because he tends to throw them. And they pretty much said, we can't do that. We can't do any of that.
Mm.
Why?
They're not allowed to. Oh, just politically correct. Not allowed to.
Yeah.
Might offend the children kind of thing.
Would you trust the daycare providers, though, to administer the punishment in the same way that you would, though?
Yes. So to be honest, like we're first-time parents, we're kind of winging everything.
Mm.
At least these people are kind of trained in what they do. Like they've been doing it for a while. If not, then they have the kind of guidance there to figure out.
But
what
they're telling you not to take the toys off your kid. Then how do you punish your child?
Oh, we take him off at him at home. He goes in time out and that at home. But at daycare, I get that they can't do things like that. He has like a positives and negatives, or not negatives, they're not allowed to say negatives, a positives and areas of improvement.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
They're really getting into the sort of like behavioural stuff and trying to actually train them out of it. That's actually really interesting. So they're not allowed to say negatives.
Yeah, so they're not allowed to say basically anything. They're not allowed to say naughty. They're not allowed to say that what they're doing is naughty. They have to say that the action that they're doing is wrong, not the child. So they kind of try and
encourage
the behaviour and not the child.
This is the thing, Tamara, like rewind back to when we were young. Like I was called naughty, you know, like I was called everything pretty much under the sun. And like we're not bad humans. Like we're not troubled humans because of that. I feel like we're almost taking it too far in society now where children are going to be way too sensitive for the real world when they become a lot older. Because like, it's not like you're going to get to a job. Say your son becomes a lawyer or whatever. It's not like clients or his boss ever is going to be like, well, Sit down, little Johnny, and let me tell you why this went wrong. Nah, he's going to get an absolute dressing down.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah, exactly.
If the child isn't ready for that sort of thing, how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you've got to build some sort of a resilience. Like,
yeah.
That's another thing that these kids need to learn, not just kind of...
Absolutely.
What they're doing is wrong.
But is 3.5 the time to start teaching that, or do you kind of let them run wild for a couple of years?
Well, I'm kind of like, you know, that positive and areas to improve book is good, but like, what am I going to do with it? Take it home and have a chat to my, like, a whole meaningful conversation with my 3.5-year-old about what it means. Yeah. Oh. What am I going to do with it?
Tamara, thanks for your call this morning, mate. Going to hook you up with tickets to a girls' night out. The Star is Born. They're playing at Hoyt Cinemas Erina on Wednesday the 17th of October. That's going to be great. You can get your tickets at hoyts.com.au. Thanks for your time
this
morning.
Tamara.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us on a Wednesday morning, 8:35 with Nick Kelly and for Gondi this week. He'll be back on deck next week after a very long weekend. And we got these tickets to the Mega Creatures. This is the big dinosaur exhibit they're doing at the Hunter Valley Gardens these school holidays. This thing is amazing. Mm. We have a clue for you, and if you need a visual aid to win these tickets to find Loopy Laz with the Hit Squad van, she has the tickets. You can check out our Facebook page. Just search C Central Coast and you'll see the Facebook Live of where she is, and it will tell you. But we have a clue as well. You ready? You ready for the clue?
Tell me.
Here it is. It's a riddle. A beautiful seaside destination is where you'll find me, where the pelicans flock to feed at 3:30. A water park and so much fun with a stack of rides under the school holiday sun. So come find me now. I promise I won't bite. I've got your family pass to a mega delight.
Ooh.
Was that dramatic enough?
Very dramatic.
Go find Loopy Laz if you reckon you know where she is, and you can check out our Facebook page for your visual clue as well. Up next, Ash needs your advice. Ash needs your assistance on making friends. Sort of.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
13, 12, 16 is the number. We've got some school holiday prize packs to give away this morning.
You did a little bit of a tidbit earlier when you said that I need help finding friends.
I may have slightly over-dramatised the situation.
Okay, well, it's not that I need help finding friends. It's that I need some advice on...
making friends with your partner's friends, right?
Yes, yes. So it's a bit of a...
it's an awkward situation you've got.
Yeah, look, and I'm having trouble verbalising it because I don't want to be mean and I don't want to sound like I'm ungrateful. But having a long-distance relationship, as I've mentioned before, is very, very difficult. But it also means that I don't have a lot of time for my friends and my family.
Yeah.
Because I don't live in the same state. So when I fly back to Melbourne, for instance, I hang out with Pistol Pete and I also hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
And I found myself at a party the other night with Pete and his friends, and some of them said to me, they kind of cornered me, right? And they said, you don't have enough time for us. And I think that you think that you're too good for us. And I was like, excuse me?
And anyone that knows you knows that you aren't too good for anyone. You are the most sociable person I've ever met.
But, you know, obviously a lot of things that I do say can be taken out of context a lot of the time because I am quite dry, etc.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't buy it for one second and I wasn't like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. I literally was like, let me stop you right there. I'm currently, you know, doing a job that I absolutely love, living on the Central Coast, and the time that I have when I come back to Melbourne is not going to be spent hanging out with you guys. You're my friends by default.
Yeah.
My friends are the friends that I've had for years, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not to say that I don't love them or appreciate them as people, because I do. I think they're really great people.
Yeah.
But I was really taken aback, and I feel like that they've all got together as a group and kind of all sort of been like, well, that Ash, she doesn't like the things that we do and she's too busy doing her radio thing. She doesn't care about us.
Yeah, she doesn't have any time for us.
And then another one came up and said, do you feel intimidated that Pete has female friends? And I was like, Like, Nick, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you.
Because you're a confident person. You're confident in yourself. You're confident in the relationship
but
you're
of
in.
Of course I don't care. He's in the relationship with me. Not them.
My question to you now, mate, is now that you've had this confrontation with the friends and it's kind of become a little bit of an awkward situation and a sticking point, do you actually want to put in the effort to become friends with them anymore?
Strangely, I do.
Is it to prove a point, do you reckon?
You know what? And this makes me ashamed to say. It makes me ashamed to say that I want to prove that I'm not that person that they think that I am. And yeah. I shouldn't have to do that. Like, why do I have to do that?
Because it's all about knowing that you are that person, which you do know.
I already know that. But why have I got to prove it to someone? I even said it to them. I'm not going to stand here and prove my worth to you. Like, I know the sort of human that I am. I hope that I'm not the only one in this situation on 13, 12, 16. Maybe somebody's got some advice. Like, let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to have them over to lunch.
Oh, that's
when
awesome.
I go back to Melbourne.
And you cook for them. Because food is the way to connect to people's hearts,
but,
I reckon.
But it's not that I necessarily want to. I'm just showing them that I'm willing to do that. If you think I'm that much of a flog, well, actually, no. I'm going to take the time to cook for you.
Give us a call on 13, 12, 16. Now you know the situation that Ash is in. Can you shed some light and some tips on how to navigate the situation? Let's just go quickly for now to Liz in Killarney Vale. Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Any advice for Ash this morning on how to navigate the situation of becoming friends with a partner's friends?
I don't think I have too much advice. I didn't have too much luck myself. My partner's English and I went over to the UK with him and met all of his friends and we went on a holiday down to Cornwall. And his best friend's wife decided to take me down to the pub and I was all excited. I was like, oh, yeah, she has to be my friend.
Oh, God.
So, he took me down to the club just to let me know, stop trying to be my friends. I've got enough friends. I don't need any more. And drank me drink and off I went.
Whoa. She said that to you?
Straight to my face. And it was just me and her there. She just, I was really excited. She's invited me to the pub and, you know.
That's disgusting.
Oh, brutal.
That's awful. That's like a brutal breakup.
That's so mean. Like, you don't need to say that. Oh, God, that's cruel, isn't it?
Keep your calls coming.
Can we take someone else?
Yeah, let's go to Danny in Hamlin Terrace right now on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, mate. Can you navigate the situation for us?
Yep, Ash, don't waste your time on them. Go and enjoy the time with the people you want to spend it with.
Oh, good
Danny.
Advice.
Danny, see, that's actually what I wanted to hear. But why do I feel so bad? Like, why? It's made me feel like a really terrible person. I can't even tell you. Like, I feel insecure about myself just because of these people. And then I worry about Pete as well.
Yeah, well, Pete's fine because he's your partner and he'll understand. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're out with Pete and they're there, so be it. But don't make an effort to invite these people over because you're basically losing time that you could be spending with people that care about you and actually want to be with you.
That's really good advice, Danny.
I actually just want to give you a hug, Danny, because that makes me feel good.
Second to a hug would be tickets to Pulse Climbing. We'll give you a family pass to Pulse Climbing, the Central Coast heart of indoor climbing. How does that sound?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Go and hug a wall. We'll take some more calls next. 13, 12, 16, navigating the situation of becoming friends with your partner's friends when they're kind of a little bit of a D-head. 13, 12, 16, give us a ring. We'll take some more calls after this.
Capital One Real Estate, our number one real estate agent on the Central Coast.
With Loopy Laz.
Loopy Laz going around the streets of the Central Coast this morning with tickets to the Mega Creatures at the Hunter Valley Gardens. We gave out a clue just after the 8:30 news. She went live on Facebook to show you where she was. Have you been found?
Well, just like yesterday, Dino Laz has indeed been spotted. Amongst the leaves and the rugged terrain, her wanderings has brought about a certain Lisa and Trevor, who were very much excited to collect that family pass to the Mega Creatures, and would like to mention that it was too easy once again. So guys, tune in tomorrow to get that next shot at finding me across the street to the coast, with a big thanks to Capital One Real Estate, our number one real estate agent on the Central Coast. Look, I'm here at the entrance, near the water here at the Memorial. Memorial Park, checking out the Hunter Valley Gardens website, booking in my tickets too. So why don't you come and hit me up?
Thank you, Lazzie. Going to take some more calls next on 13, 12, 16 about making friends with your partner's friends and whether it's even worth it. Got a stack of calls lined up, but you can still get through 13, 12, 16. Some prizes up for grabs as well.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We are about to get out of here, but beforehand, Ash needs your help.
Yes, we've been having some really great calls this morning on my little predicament with long-distance Pistol Pete's friends. They've been a little bit...
struggle to become friends with, and they've confronted you.
It has been. They confronted me about the fact that I don't have enough time for them, and do I feel intimidated that Pete's got female friends. And I just thought it was really weird. The time that I have, which is minimal anyway, is spent with my actual friends and my family.
Yeah.
And I've felt now that I've been guilted into hanging out with these people. So I'm holding a lunch when I go back to Melbourne. You know, like, I don't want to feel like this.
Exactly. And we had a couple of calls earlier that said, don't even go through with the lunch. Don't put any time and effort in, which I kind of tend to agree with. But let's go to Gabby in Madawi this morning. Morning, Gabs.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Wonderful, mate. Good. What's your advice for Ash on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've done a long-distance relationship in the past, and I'm sort of doing one at the moment. The best advice I can give is, why not do two birds with one stone? Get his friends to meet your friends. Then you can all hang out. You can't be accused of not trying to make time for them. And who knows, they might all become friends as well.
Can you be bothered doing that, Pollard?
I appreciate that, but I don't like to... I'm not mixing my friends with... I don't want to mix yet.
Have you had experience with that, Gabby? Does that work? Has that worked in your situation?
Funnily enough, it has. That particular ex, I've been able to approach his friends now, so we've remained friends.
That's awesome.
If I want to escape them, I don't want to be like escaping to my friends and they're all intertwined.
Yeah, exactly.
I still need that separation.
Let's go to Cherie in Lake Haven. Cherie, what's your advice for Ash on making friends with your partner's friends?
Oh, hi guys. My advice is to just be yourself. At the end of the day, they want what's best for him. Mm-hmm. They're going to learn to like you. Yeah. I had a similar problem with my partner when we first started dating in high school. I was sort of like the girl who nobody expected him to start dating because I kept to myself and, you know, he was into the cool group and, you know, all that sort of stuff. We've now been together for 7 years and we're engaged and bought a house. With time, I was just like over the top, super nice, but still myself and persevered. And eventually they saw that, oh, shit, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, we better start liking her. And they worn down eventually. You know, it took a couple of months of a little bit of awkward conversations and social outings and stuff like that. But eventually they realised that, you know, once they sort of gave me the opportunity to get to know
I think
me.
That's really good advice, Cherie. I think the only difference between you and me and why it might be harder for me is that you were probably really nice. whereas I don't, Cherie, I do not mince my words and that can get people's backs up, let me tell you. So yeah, I'm an acquired taste.
Person, when I say nice, I mean like over-expensive, over the top, but not fake. So I was sort of like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, you want to come out and, you know, go see a movie or something like that.
Sometimes
that was a nice little skit, Cherie. Thank you.
You're a good actor, Cherie. We'll hook you up with tickets to Treetops Adventure Park for that. Let's quickly go to Bree in Wyong as well. You actually had to make friends with your best friend's partner, is that right?
Yeah. So me and my mate's been together for about 14, been friends for about 14 years, and they've been together for about 10. And I was so full on and positive for the relationship. Unfortunately, his other friends got in her ear and my ear, and they're like, break up, you guys. Like, he's with someone else. You are flirting with him. You guys keep acting like you're a couple. I'm like, no, we're just friends. Like, yeah, we had the opposite. So it's taken a lot of perseverance, and still today people think we're a couple, but we're like, no, we're just mates. It's just because we're a boy and a girl. Like, just because we're a boy and a girl, we're not in a relationship.
You've got to be dating. It's like what your mum used to say.
Is your friend still dating this guy?
Yeah, my friend's the boy.
Oh.
He's still dating her, and they're engaged now. So.
Oh, my gosh.
My absolute best advice for you would be go through the lunch. Relationships are a two-way street. So if they're not showing the exact same effort,
get rid of them. Just ignore them. Your friend, yeah. You've got your partner to worry about.
I definitely think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt with this lunch for sure. But I need to not be so hard on myself. I think that's my problem. I'm being so hard on myself for this situation.
Yeah, you are, I think. And, yeah. But I think the best advice that's come from all of those calls overall is to just keep being yourself and being you, because you can't compromise who you are to make them happy, these people that you don't necessarily have to be friends with.
That's right.
Yeah. Some good advice
to
leave Wednesday.
It's like, you know, marrying your partner and not getting along with their parents.
Yeah, true.
I couldn't deal with that. That'd be so hard for the rest of your life. I've got to go to events with these people. I don't want it to be awkward.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to... It's literally for my own...
Yeah. Happiness.
Preservation.
Exactly. Yeah. Keep us posted on how the lunch goes.
I will.
What are you going to make them?
Probably a pasta.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.